it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Let's do this. Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy. Not Brandy. Brandy's still in a sake bar somewhere in Japan. Who would know? And Maddie Russell is in the co-host chair. We're here for Bryden's Lawyers. Best legal advice on the planet. 1-800-848-848 is their number. And speaking of Bryden's Lawyers, Lee Hadjipantelis among our guests today in Sport and the Law. That will be after 8 o'clock this morning. Boy, has there been some reaction to what we've discussed on the program yesterday? Matty Russell, as I welcome you, I love that people bought into the Reece Walsh discussion without actually knowing what the discussion was.
Yes.
Suddenly, Voss, you're an idiot. You're F this, F that. You know, you're in love with him. He's not the greatest player of all time. No, that was never the discussion.
It became read distorted. My lips.
It was the most popular player. That the cut-through that Reece Walsh has achieved, I have him up there. I don't know whether we revisit the same topic today, but I'm happy to discuss it, Matty. I'm happy to argue with you about anything, to be honest.
I did NRL Tonight last night with Stephen Blocker Roach. When it comes to most popular players, he was right on board with you. And he nominated a long list of, you know, finalist candidates. In his days, it was Andrew Eddingshausen, and he told a story about whenever they played Cronulla, they tried to put some zippers on his forehead to take away those good looks. Said, mate, what's the zippers? To the uninitiated, tried to cut him open, couldn't catch him, he said. So, yeah, it was a lot of discussion, and he agreed wholeheartedly. And I just feel, Andrew, that today's going to be a big news day as well on multiple fronts. We know it's Teams Tuesday. We know South Sydney's board is meeting this morning, but it just tends to come at you left, right and centre in rugby league. Yesterday we had Luke Keary calling it quits at the end of the season. A lot of news to get through. And I just feel today's going to be the same as we look to round nine. Nominate your match of the week this week on the text line, if you like. I think there's a clear standout, but there are great games again this weekend.
South City fans, call to arms right now this morning on Breakfast with Vossi and Maddie here on SEN. Have you say, if you had an opportunity to go into this board meeting, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. I don't think you just... It's not run-of-the-mill 8 o'clock in the morning. I haven't heard. There's not too many board meetings that happen at 8 that don't resolve in, and I'm sorry, Jason Demetrio, because you're a good fella, but my time in rugby league tells me the 8 o'clock board meeting doesn't often endorse. It doesn't often lead to no change. Like, something comes out of an 8 a.m. board meeting. If you could go into the board meeting today and speak to the power breakers at South Sydney, let's just limit it. What's 3 points you'd make? What's the three main points you'd make that you wanted to get off your chest? If you could take that little soapbox in the board meeting and say to you know, Blake Solly, I don't know whether Blake Solly's there because he's the CEO, it's the board, but if you're Chairman Nick Pappas and you could say, get it off your chest, what would you say? 1-300-01-1170, text 0457-736-736. I'll also throw in, if you're a Roosters fan and could go to that board meeting today, what would you say? Because it'd be something about teeth or there'd be something there. But I just feel as if an 8 a.m. board meeting, I don't like it. Look, if Jason Demetrio was a share, you know, the stock has been suspended.
I reckon South Sydney fans are thinking, Andrew, they'd go in, they'd say, boys, we are 1-6. We are 1-6, firstly. Secondly, our forward pack is lame. We're limp. We got nothing through the middle. And what's happened to Lachlan Ilias, who a few months ago was our halfback for the next 10 years, now he's on the market. He's out the door, according to his manager last night on NRL 360 virtually. So there's 3 points straight away.
But that's a slap in the face, isn't it, for Jason Demetrio? Because he had been all, you know, pushed his chips all in with his commentary around Lachlan Ilias. You know, some of his quotes, he's going to be one of the greatest halfbacks, if not the greatest halfback the club's ever had. I mean, to then, before you push the button on Jason Demetrio's future one way or the other, you stand up to him, you know, like I'm not saying directly, but by making that announcement that he's free to negotiate, that flies in the face of comments the coach had been so strident about. So I'm crystal balling a little, you know, trying to put the pieces together. Lewis Dodd, St Helens, coming to Australia. Mark Ellison, football manager, flying over to England. Well, you're not flying over there for one signature. I can't help but think that Adrian Lamb is in the mix to come back to Australia. And if I'm joining dots, that dot leads straight to South Sydney. That if you're going over to England and you're not just coming home with a player whose signature or you've got a verbal agreement anyway. I just don't... That doesn't make sense to me. I don't think that's the logical outcome. I think new coach, and I think they're looking... I'll take a punt. I'll take a little roll. I'm walking to a casino, and I'm playing the chocolate wheel, and I'm saying I'll have $10 on Adrian Lamb, please.
Okay, for listeners who don't know what Adrian Lamb has done in England, Andrew, take us through it briefly.
Well, he's had a few clubs, but he's had success. I mean, Wigan, he had great success. But what he did with the Lee Leopards, you know, joining on there, was the statement of, I'm ready for an Australian gig for mine. Because you haven't joined one of the powerhouse clubs, have you? You know, you joined a club, yes, on the way up. But to achieve what he has at Lee Leopards, I think Adrian Lamb now has runs on the board. He's been assistant to Mal Meninga with the Australian side. So, you know, he hasn't disconnected from the Australian game at all. He's been head coach of Papua New Guinea. I just think apprenticeship served. And I'm not undermining Super League by saying that that's an apprenticeship. But you know what I mean? I think runs are on the board. I think the timing is now. Adrian Lamb, if there's going to be a change, I just think today's going to be a big day for... 250 points conceded this year on the back of last year. I don't think an 8 a.m. board meeting just says, well, let's play on. Six to go.
And this encapsulates what a big year it's been for South Sydney. They opened the round on Thursday night by playing Penrith. They last played the Panthers round 8 last year, so just over a year ago. They took down the Premiers 20-18. Latrell Mitchell was flying. They scored two tries through Latrell. They beat the Premiers. They surged towards the top of the table a few weeks later. Boy, doesn't that seem like 101 years ago? Not 1 year ago, Andrew.
Yeah. And after Penrith, they played Dragons, Cowboys. Let me just get that right. Dragons, Cowboys. And then they play the Eels. So the draw gets a little bit away from the cream of the crop, having to play Melbourne Penrith back-to-back weeks. But that's the awful timing of it for Jason Demetrio. If you're being given sort of or they've intimated that, you know, the team's got a fire over these, they're going to show something or otherwise you're gone. Well, he's got arguably the two best teams in the comp outside of Brisbane in Melbourne and Penrith consecutive weeks. And Melbourne's conceded 54. Yeah. Penrith, is anyone out there? Like, no one's tipping South to win against Penrith Thursday night. No one. Is anyone tipping Penrith to score less than 30 points?
Not many.
Like, crickets? Is it cricket? Anyone?
Not many.
Anyone. No, I don't believe anyone is. So the defensive issue is going to carry on into this week. Do you have another 8 a.m. board meeting next week? I mean, this does not read well for Jason, who I have always enjoyed talking football with, very decent man, but boy, oh boy, it can be a bitch of a job.
And a long coaching history, a long successful coaching history in Australia and overseas through the lower grades. So unfortunately, when you get to NRL level, that doesn't count for much when you are 1-6 of a famous club. And the Panthers $1.15 favourites this week, and plenty tipping a score of 30 plus along
the way.
Well,
what do you think? Well, what's your crystal ball say, Matty? I've called you Michael.
call me Michael.
That's what my crystal ball. I got it from the reject shop. Got your wrong name. But what does your crystal ball say? What can you see anything in there at an 8 a.m. board meeting?
No, say absolutely not. I feel like tonight on NRL tonight that we're going to be delivering some significant news for South Sydney. Because
does this feel like Anthony Griffin last year at the Dragons? You know, he turned up in the morning and then he drove off and that was it.
And you know,
it was all over. It was done early hours.
I hate coach sackings on multiple reasons, because there's a man involved and his family and friends involved. There's often a big financial settlement involved that you think, well, why couldn't that go in a different area? And then you go further than that and you look at the clubs that have had big turnovers of coaches in recent years. It hasn't led to stunning success straight away, more often than not. You know, the clubs that have had huge turnovers in coaching have continued to languish for years after the coaching upheaval. So I don't like it on multiple fronts. I know it's, you know, sexy news talk, you know, coach sackings. It you know, fuels newspapers, radios, televisions and podcasts. But, you know, I don't like them. I don't like it.
Well, our Fox League colleague, Braithen Astor, is the manager of Lachlan Ilias, just on that. And Paul Blake, you know, he's sidelined with the broken leg. I feel we're obliged to play Braithen Astor this morning, a bit of what he had to say, because dual role as coach of NRL 360 on Fox League, but also in a management position with Lachlan Ilias. This was Braithen Astor last night speaking about the Lachlan Ilias situation.
I spoke to Blake solely over the weekend because I was sort of, okay, where does that leave Lachie? And I said I wanted to know straight away so that I can, if we need to move on, if I need to find him a club, or, you know, I want to know ASAP. I sent a formal email this morning to say, can you give me permission to negotiate with the clubs, and received one in return by lunchtime. And he's such an amazing kid. Like, even there was all this fan drama around him being dropped, but he took it like a champion, and we all spoke about it, but he went about his business, he wrote notes, he went back, and unfortunately broke his leg in that third game in reserve grade, but he's disappointed because he loves the joint, and he's given his heart and soul to the place, and he didn't see it coming.
Yeah, no, well, how could you? How could you have seen it coming just a matter of weeks ago? And now, broken leg as well. Again, cruel game. Cruel, cruel game. Luke Keary's retirement. Now, that he was under contract. That has upset the apple cart of the Roosters. Who are they getting? Looking at crystal ball, Matty. Who are the Roosters getting to replace Luke Keary?
The first question has to be, are they getting anyone, given the form of Sam Walker, given the fact they've got Sandon Smith on the books as well, given that Connor Watson is an option in terms of, you know, providing some depth there around the half. So the first question has to be, are they getting anyone, Andrew?
Well, yes, they will. They will. They will get someone. Do they look afield England at the moment? Well, oh, I still say Wilsby. Oh, no, well, I don't know whether they can do anything. Is there anyone? I don't know. What does my crystal ball say? I see them with someone, but I can't see his face. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't think it's not a young gun. It's not a rookie. They're not going to put an 18, an Ethan Strange, Lachie Galvin type. I'm not saying either of them are going to the Roosters. I'm saying they're not putting an 18 or 19-year-old Ethan Sanders, whatever, alongside Sam Walker. They're getting someone established. You don't think so? And Graham Annesley's address yesterday.
They tend to get the best.
Yes, they do. They do. Well, someone said, you know, the Cleary double to the Roosters. Cleary coach, Cleary Harper. No, can't be. Graham Annesley address yesterday.
Yes,
I think he's happy with us. Now, fair enough. Okay, he's saying, look, there was separation, clear rule, boom, boom, boom. But, Graham, you did miss the Trey Fuller one. If you're going to be microscopic with your bunker, how can you miss the Trey Fuller one?
That was not even mentioned yesterday. It was very short weekly football briefing yesterday. There were two incidents that he touched on. Firstly, the Will Pennicini sin bin, the Parramatta back. Sent to the bin for 10 for tackling Tom Trbojevic without the ball. And as many people pointed out, Tom was actually offside before he started that kick chase that then led to him being tackled by Will Pennicini. So basically the officials got that one wrong. It should have been Tom offside, Will staying on the field. But Graham did sort of try and wipe his hands a little bit by saying that, well, he was only just offside. Not many people could have picked that up. That was the first point. Secondly, the bunker couldn't intervene there because the bunker only intervenes in a point-scoring situation, acts of foul play, or to decide how we restart, be it goal line, dropout, or 20 restart. So bunker couldn't have got involved. And then he did point out also that Parramatta had their captain's challenge available to them. And had they used that, that might have revealed that Tom was offside. Therefore, Will could have stayed on the field. What's really interesting here, and it's quite technical, but had Will Pennicini not acted, and Tom Trbojevic scored, they would have reviewed the play at the bunker and maybe then discovered that Tom was offside. So in hindsight, which is always perfect, Will Pennacini would have been better off letting Tom score than let the bunker have the ruling. So that's the Will Pennacini, Tom Trbojevic matter dealt with. Then we got to Arpi Korosau and the grounding that you still say you don't, you're not sure that the finger left the ball,
oh,
are
look,
you?
Yeah, no, the finger, yeah, look, I've looked and I'm saying for one frame, if not two, which is 1/25th of a second, there is there is flesh leaves ball.
Okay,
for 1/25th of a second.
My argument then is, if you are going frame by frame and one frame shows that separation, do you not have to then go frame by frame and say, well, there's a frame there where it appears that he has caught, held, or gripped the ball again before the grounding?
Yeah.
It's that closer thing. Now, Graham admitted that it is a finely run thing. It's as close as it gets, he said. But the rules at the moment are that if the ball comes away, if there is separation revealed in a slow-mo replay, they have to catch, hold, or re-grip. And he didn't think that happened. Therefore, he said, right decision. If you've got a problem with this situation, you've got a problem with the rule, don't have a problem with the officials.
Yeah, now that that is fair enough on that. However, where the absolute... Okay, let's change the angle of it. Where the law is an ass, if you remember back to the start of last season, Matty, is where they changed the regrip. What is a regrip? They did that. They put it into their own dialogue around the rules. Tries will be now awarded if the ball rotates from the hand to the wrist, you know, because a player in stretching out regrip, it leaves the hand and comes down to the crook of the wrist.
That's right.
So it's left the palm. It's not in the palm of the hand anymore. Mm. It's underneath. It's caught between the base of the palm and the wrist. It's in that part as you stretch out the score. They then allowed that. So then to not say that that is control of the ball when the ball, the hand is back on the ball before it gets to the ground, makes the law an ass. One or the other is an ass. The re-gripping law that they redefined at the start of last year, or how it stands with the Arpi Korosau situation.
Yeah,
one or the other is, it doesn't make any sense. The two don't marry up. They don't marry up. That you change the interpretation of the modern game where they're all doing that offloads and the ball comes down away from the fingers, nowhere near the fingers, the ball when it's down at the wrist, but that's still control.
Yeah.
And that's still control.
That doesn't marry up, and neither does my point that if you're going frame by frame, then you are entitled to go frame by frame at the end to see whether the ball is safely in the hand again, which I would argue it is. Therefore, try.
Ah, let's unleash the troops. Let's unleash the hounds, I should say, on the text line. Fire up. Edgewater Homes text line 0457 736 736. Call the Great Southern Bank open line 1300 01 1170. Who wants to come off the long run first up this morning? Spencer Johnson style. Who wants to get off the long run? 1300 01 1170, Matty.
Yeah, well, there's one here from Jim. He's off the long run nice and early. Morning, gents. Jason Demetriou and Tane Milne should both be gone today. Greenkeeping Rooster. Morning, Vossie and Matt. Greenkeeping Rooster, if there's an 8 a.m. board meeting, I think Jason Demetriou will unfortunately be sacked by 10 a.m. As a Roosters fan, I hope the rabble keeps unravelling.
The rabbitals. The rabbitals. Is that what it would be? And we are here for Brighton's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, call Brighton's Lawyers. SEN, Tuesday morning. Fire up, folks. Fire up.